Network.
Oh, you father, gather around me and let me give you some good advice. But I'm gonna ask it now. You'd better think about it twice. While you're lying, cheating on your woman, there is something you never even thought of. Not cutting loose, making love to your old lady. While you out making love, give it up. Now who's making love to your old lady?
I like this tune.
This is bumper music.
I don't like the sentiment. If you're like our buddy David Basley, you don't listen to the lyrics of the song, it's a great tune. It's very catchy, but the lyrics are a little offensive, I'm just saying. Hurt my feelings.
I give this a 9. You can dance to it.
No doubt.
This segment's brought to you in part by our friends at Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. It's a brand new year, and it could be a brand new you in a brand new vehicle from Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. And they want to thank Arkansas for making them number one 20 years in a row since Wally was just a wee lad. Actually, you were a senior sports writer then, too. It's why you need to come to the original Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton. I do have to mention a story about that, too. Best service and the best price, over 600 new and 400 used for you to get the best selection in the state, taking pride in being the best. So why don't you buy from the best? Guaranteeing they will beat any advertised price in the state. Don't go anywhere else. Why waste your time? Get to the best. It's Landers Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Benton, exit 121. Online at Landers.com or 501-316-4400. Go see Kevin Wilson and the folks. The other day, I'm driving home. I'm rolling down the street, and there is an old man walking right down the middle of the road with his dog. And I'm thinking, whoa, this poor guy. You know, and I get up to him. It's Harry King. He moved in my neighborhood not too long ago. I'm like, why are you wandering down the middle of the street? He's like, I know. I'm walking around until I end back at my house. I'm like, yeah, well, keep wandering, big guy. I'm worried about him. Let's go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com, joining us. Hello, Michael.
What's going on?
Man, you know, it's kind of the calm after the signing day storm. But I guess there's still an occasional guy landing here or there, so it's not really ever over. It's like the coaches say, what is it? Recruiting's like shaving. If you don't do it every day, you look like a bum. Is that what it is?
Pretty much.
Yes. So, winners and losers, and we've all sort of decided that we have to put Alabama in their own little land. So, besides Alabama, all the regular schools, who are you surprised by the way they performed on signing day?
I think that when you look at the picture, there are a couple big surprises, I guess. For me, I thought LSU, the thing for me, they lost a lot of players out of their state, but they closed so strong. I mean, they still finished with, you know, top, you know, 3-4 class. I thought Florida was a strong finisher. I thought they really surprised me with how they were able to get some pieces. It looked like they weren't going to get a viable wide receiving option. And they ended up with a couple, so I think that was a big one. Tennessee wasn't surprised on signing day, but they did a really good job. They got 14 early enrollees. They had a lot of roster spots to fill because they've taken small classes, and they got some help, and they got some quality help. I thought Miami looked good, too, to close out. They obviously got a couple early enrollees, but they kept Brad Kaya, which I think was a big plus for them because they're still looking for a quarterback. Texas, I don't know that I'd call them a loser, but I think that a lot of folks were disappointed in the way Texas finished. They didn't compete for a lot of those bigger names in the state. But the big thing for me is, and I fully expect Charlie Strong to have a top five recruiting class because of the way that he recruits. I think next year was where we see Texas get kind of Texas strong, where they go out and he's building relationships now, and I think that's going to pay dividends down the backside.
Yeah, I guess we were talking yesterday, too. The new head coach, which is the old head coach at Louisville, which replaced Charlie Strong, Bobby Petrino, ended up getting a late signee after signing day, a guy that Arkansas was on from Louisiana. So how would you assess his first class? Of course, he got in a little bit late.
He got into it late, and I think the thing with Bobby Petrino, and you guys know, is he's not a big he's never going to out-recruit, you know, the tops of his conference, especially not at Louisville. He didn't do it at Arkansas. I think he's a guy that does his own evaluations. He gets pieces that he thinks he can use. Sometimes those pieces happen to be guys like a Michael Bush that are pretty highly touted. And then other times they're just guys that he turns into big-time players. And I think that when you look at him this year, it's going to be interesting. I think I'm most intrigued by the quarterback that he's got at Louisville because they ended up with the Bonifon kid. He's a dual-threat type quarterback. Only played 1 year of quarterback in high school. I want to see what Petrino can do with him because – Paterno's not really a dual threat guy, but he does have the ability to roll out of the pocket to be a little bit of a threat, and I think that could shape the offense, so I'm interested to see that. This is the class I expected, though. It loses Charlie Strong's ability to be a strong recruiter, and it falls off a little bit. He took some kids with him, and some of the kids that Paterno obviously didn't like, that Strong did like, he told them to go elsewhere, and they ended up in other schools. So I think this is what's to be expected out of Paterno at Louisville.
Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com, joining us in the zone today. Arkansas, by most people's estimation, around 30th nationally. The problem with that, it puts you about 11th in the SEC. So doing well in the big scheme of things, but in the smaller scheme of things, it is tough to compete with the class that Arkansas had come in. They will, of course, then say, well, watch player development. That's as important or more important than how many stars a guy has. What's your take on all that, and how do you feel like Arkansas's class came together?
I think that this is, and I talked about this with a couple of my colleagues. My buddy Adam Craver and I were doing a signing day show together. And look, I think for Brett Bielema, this is how he's got to make it work, and he has to make it work with developing kids. It's tough when you're in that division to out-recruit A&M, to out-recruit LSU, to out-recruit Auburn, to out-recruit Alabama. It's not easy, especially when that means you have to go into those other states and get kids away from them. It's not an easy thing to do. So I think for him, he's got to take that almost the exact same approach that he had in Wisconsin. Listen, I'm going to get these kids. I think that this guy can grow into an all-SEC lineman in his third season. I think this guy can grow into a contributing wide receiver in his second or third season. So I think on that accord, he did well. I think he's got some pieces that he can develop. I'm interested to watch him. Obviously, PV, who enrolled early. I really like Bijan Jackson, and I think everyone has said that. But he's a massive human being. And if he can – the big thing for me, and I think he'll get this, if he can play low, if he can just keep sink his hips and stay low when he's playing football, he's going to be tough for anybody in that conference to move around.
Speaking of conferences, Louisville, of course, is changing conferences in a much bigger challenge than they've had in the past. How do you think they'll do immediately, and do you think they'll be a player in pretty short order?
I think the big problem for Louisville is, man, they lose a lot of talent. You talk about Devante Parker leaving on Teddy Bridgewater's gone. It was Marcus Smith. So they're rebuilding. This was going to be a tough year for Strong anyway. And now for Bobby Petrino, he's got to install an offense. He's got to install a defense. He's got to find a quarterback. I'm working on Louisville right now. And they've got Brett Nelson. They've got Kyle Bolin. They've got Will Gardner. And who knows, they may end up having Max Wittig. But they've got to find a quarterback, and that's going to be the job one for Petrino. So I think they're going to have their work cut out for him. Obviously, their ACC schedule is going to be tough, but I think they're going to be just fine. I think they're going to step into the league, probably perform a little bit better than Syracuse and Pitt did when they came in the league, even though they have some big setbacks at the quarterback spot. And I think they will be – I don't know, I think because Petrino's there, because he's such a great offensive mind, they're going to contend for an ACC – for a divisional championship in the next 3-4 years.
Michael, looking at Auburn, which is Arkansas's opening opponent next year, knowing they lost Trey Mason, but seeing, you know, how Marshall really proved that he could throw it when he had to, knowing what they've got coming back and looking at their signing class, what's your expectation for them next year coming off a magical season?
Oh, man, I tell you what, I think that this is probably going to be another 10-win football team. That's what I'm looking forward to. I want to see how much Marshall develops as a quarterback. They've got DeQuil Johnson. DeQuil Williams, excuse me, the wide receiver, just a beast JUCO kid that's going to come in, and you have to use him. You don't get a JUCO wide receiver if you're not going to throw the football. So I want to see how they use him. As for losing Trey Mason, and I wouldn't be surprised if Rock Thomas didn't step in and play a lot of football. He's a real shifty running back. I think he fits well into that scheme as a guy with vision, the ability to kind of pick his way in through holes. So I think they're a 10-win football team. I think it's going to come down, you know, the way it did this year. It'll come down to, you know, game against A&M, which they ultimately were able to pull out. A game against Alabama, which they were ultimately able to pull out. I think it's going to come down to, like, in LSU. I think those are going to be the games that Auburn really has to push itself. And I'll tell you what, like this year, they could have gone either way, and I think we'll see the same thing. I mean, that's going to be the difference between them maybe going, you know, one loss, no loss, and being a 2- or 3-loss football team.
After Arkansas lost its defensive coordinator, a lot of people expected that Randy Shannon would be promoted to defensive coordinator. Instead, they make him associate head coach, and it was announced this week that Rob Smith will be the new defensive coordinator. Thoughts on that?
I think it's an interesting move. I mean, I guess what you get is two guys that can be kind of in control of the situation. I think everybody knows in college football that you trust Randy Shannon. I think you give the reins to someone else, but I still think we're going to see Randy Shannon's hands all over the defense. So I think that when you give him another title, the associate head coach title, helps him get another pay bump. If you put somebody else in charge, they're going to work in this scheme. They're going to work a similar scheme. I expect them to get better. And with Brett Bielema, we talked about production, talked about development. I think he's got a plan. It's just up to this team to kind of weather the storm. It's not going to be easy at first, but if you can weather the storm, you can find a way to redshirt some guys, you can get guys bigger, then you can play good football.
Michael, appreciate the time. Thanks so much. We'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Take it easy.
All right, it's Michael Felder, BleacherReport.com. Good stuff. Do want to remind everybody, we will be at Oaklawn on Friday. Pat, I know you're excited.
Can't wait.
I am. And on Monday, I'm actually going to be off from work and hanging out at Oaklawn myself, hanging out with the family on President's Day. No school for the kids. I'm going to teach them about horses. Not gambling, just the horses.
Take them to the carousel room for lunch.
It's a little fancy for them. I think I'll just throw them a corned beef sandwich and tell them to sit over there and look at the horses. Which one you like? I like the fast one, Daddy. Good pick. Register to win the $55,000 President's Day cash giveaway. $1,000 after the first, $2,000 after the second, $3,000 after the third, so on and so forth, up until the 10th and final race when they'll give away $10,000 to some lucky winner. I was thinking about that earlier, too. At football games around the country, having problems with attendance, give away 10 grand after every quarter. There are a lot of SEC teams that can afford to do it. Ticket number 412. You just